Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite day of the week.
I got you. I was talking about the braids, though. I was saying, how do you feel about those braids?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was trying to find a light that makes my skin look a little darker.
I got you.
Oh, so my braids, you know.
Yeah,
so I blend good.
You got good tone, though. You got good tone.
It's not bad. I mean, I don't mind it.
You look more Puerto Rican today than normal.
Let me say this. If I was locked up,
yeah.
I'd have this hair.
You'd have to.
If I was in jail, I'd be like, what's up? What's up with it?
You gotta show Pat the back, though. Pat, this is the best part. You gotta show him the back. Check this out. Baby pony, let's go. That's what they call you in jail. Hey, what's up with baby pony, eh?
No, they don't. That's never gonna be this alpha male's name. Baby pony.
My bad.
How about you call me a Lansing Steer?
Lansing Steer. I mean, that's strong. That's strong. I was kind of looking at it from the sake of, though, you know how like they call big dudes tiny, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They call it double ensemble. That's what I was talking
call
about.
That's true. I'm gonna call you ugly then.
Oh, wow.
Because you're cute, though. You should say it like dissing.
You got to call me, like, little ugly, though. You got to put a little connotation.
Oh, how about this? I'm a real ugly. It was so real ugly. It went real ugly. Why y'all calling that? Because he's so handsome. He's so handsome.
Look at him. I
could never give him a compliment because he's so handsome.
Yeah, so I got to call
every time he show up, man, you look like crap today. What you doing? Jesus.
You wore that shit? It's
inside, I'm really, I get warm.
Yeah.
I get warm.
I get this euphoric feeling when I see
mm-hmm.
him.
Like, if we was both fingers on this hand, I would be the index and he would be the middle. We right beside each other.
Right, side by side.
I did not know that was going. Tight.
Where could that go, Pat? Where could the hand go?
In that disgusting mind of Pat, you know, we've come to the realization that Pat's
what is happening?
There. Pat is going to go there, right? We had a few things that happened last episode that went left, and all we said was bubble bath Chris.
I just want you to know that I put in the description for this last episode, for last week's episode, that
disclaimer.
Patrick likes the D.
Hey,
he does.
That's a fact.
He likes the D.
Maybe Patrick's experiences with the D. That's what it was.
Strong. Hey, Nick, this is definitely a bubble bath Chris hairstyle.
That's a BBC hairstyle right there, I'm sure.
With this jersey with bubbles in the bath.
Definitely. All you need is goggles. And
Pat, I told you about the bit that I'm going to do. Bubble Bath Chris is NFL picks. Mm. Every week I lay them down.
Lay them down.
Do it. Are you putting it on TikTok?
TikTok.
Do it.
TikTok. Oh, you Bubble Bath. Are you back? You Bubble Bath Chris. Hell yeah.
It's him. It's good. Bubble crap. Oh, I would watch those.
I feel like I look like I'm training for like the Z League. Short Mexican guy, a little.
The European League, yeah.
Like, I don't, like, definitely, you know, when someone sees me with this hair, they don't think basketball player.
No.
They think he's a criminal. Like, Puerto Rican guy steals.
Yeah.
Or he's a good family man, stays at home, real strict on his kids, maybe.
Or he's reformed. Like, you used to be about that.
Used to be.
Not so much, but you still keep the braids as a reminder of what you used to be.
So I'm an OG.
You don't repeat history.
Even them Christian braids.
That's the
I'm an OG.
Christian braid.
Heck yeah. Hey, I'm a believer. You know what I'm saying?
We braid them back for Christ. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
These braids are Christ-like.
It was, you know, I sat down between those legs. I said, braid me up.
Let's go.
You know what I mean?
Let's go.
I'm contemplating wearing it to work tomorrow just for fun. Is that taking the joke too far?
I think Dom would love it. I think Dom would be into it.
I think bringing your joke into real life is fun.
Yeah. Here's my thought. I feel like a lot of work went into those braids. Why not wear them out?
Yeah.
You know? Why not?
You could get you a headband.
It didn't hurt. It felt good.
You could put on a, you know what I mean, a handkerchief, tie it up.
I chew.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought about getting. I told her I wish I had a wave cap or a do-rag.
Oh, man, you show up strong. Yeah.
My plan was to wear it to the podcast and then I reveal what is now known as the braid rose. The braid rose.
Yeah. And all you gotta do, you gotta make sure you get some oil in between.
Gotta keep that scalp not dry. Gotta
keep that scalp moisturized.
Yeah, my mom used to say,
yeah, yeah.
There's a little bit of spit right down the middle.
Just get you a little bit of grease, a little Vaseline, and just.
I tell you.
Keep it moisturized, man.
I want people to look at me and go, dang. Yeah. I bet he's got something in his pocket.
He does.
What is it? Nope.
Nope.
Dang, a shank, Nick. You want me to have a knife? Hey, just man, murder said, people?
He said you were a foreign man. It's still,
keys. He got
a reminder of who you used to be.
He's got keys in that pocket.
Keys in that pocket. There's so much stuff that could be in his pocket.
There's so many things. He's got seeds.
You look like
seeds in that pocket.
You would look like you would carry a key knife, though. Like, you, oh, it looks like a key, but it's actually a knife. In case or you, too close. You look like you carry a Bible.
Oh, I look like I carry a piece of paper to write down my freestyles.
Your notebook.
So when I walk by someone, not just a little piece of paper, I fold up. It's like a notebook. It's got so many corners.
Oh, just keep your rhymes on.
Just my rhymes, you know, like
14-year-old Patrick. Quick. If he would have went all in.
You wanted it. You just wanted it.
Yeah.
I just write down little rhymes. Like someone walks in, I'm like, oh, cute kid, where do you live? On the bus.
Walk down the street rapping. Do people not realize those are basically haikus? Like,
yeah, you know, haikus don't rhyme things. Though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it'd be like a short rhyming haiku. You know what I mean?
Yeah, haikus are rhymeless. Rhymeless.
What do you? That was a terrible example.
What do you think? He's like, they're like short. Raps are kind of like. He's like, these rhymes
like
are just like these unrhyming poems.
Yeah, that was terrible. What was I thinking? Depends on what rapper you're talking about. Hey. I was going with that. But what do you think? What do you think when you see someone like walking down the side of the road, like rapping to themselves?
I think they think they're going to get a deal. Like, I think they think that someone's going to pull up and go, "Hey, I work for RCA. Are you rapping right now?
What is happening?
Do it for me again. Do it for me again.
Why don't?
That's great.
Like, why don't we think? Like, if I like, there's a kid that lives behind us in the neighborhood. That's
cracking a cold.
Delicious.
Cracking a cold.
Arizona sweet tea.
Oh wow, what a flex.
Commercial.
Oh wow. Oh, you just gonna kill it.
I got you.
I almost choked it. I almost throated that whole thing. They keep going.
Like, so there's a kid that lives behind us that every day is kicking soccer ball, like, into the net and practicing different kicks and doing all this. And he always, like, got a Ronaldo shirt on, like, jersey on. And I'm like, dude, that kid deserves to at least have some success in soccer because he's committed. Yeah.
Let's go, man.
Like, you see a heavier person in the gym, and, the first thing I think of is, like, hell yeah. Do your thing.
That's what you think when I'm in the gym?
No, I said
when we're working out together, he's all. I'm thinking he's like, man, good job killing that weight. He's like,
no, you know what?
Heck yeah, fat guy.
You know what I think when I work out with you guys? I need to make sure before I try anything after Joe or Nick to lower the weight.
That might be true.
Hey, Bring that weight down.
Rip every muscle in my body if I try.
Every fiber has to go.
Get rid of it.
And then you guys are like, you got it, Patrick. You got it. And I'm like, okay.
It's because you gotta go for the gusto, Pat.
Don't.
You gotta push yourself to the max.
Also, guys,
you gotta relax. Relax. Don't push to the max. Relax. Don't push to the max. Don't push. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Fire. Speaking of working out, have you guys seen the new, it's not new, but that trending Japanese ab thrusting exercise? Have y'all seen that with the Japanese ladies where they're just thrusting to the, yeah, so I figured.
Can you show me?
Yeah, they just.
Yeah.
And they're thrusting to the beat, and they're up, down. And thrust. And I figured if I do that plus these kegels, man, by the time wintertime comes around, I'm going to be Hoochie Daddy certified.
We got some
rocket
practice this weekend.
Shoot, man.
Holding everybody accountable.
Telling you. It's the new ab thrusting sensation this weekend. And if you haven't seen it, you got to look at it. Just Google Japanese ab thrusting workout, and you will see the results speak for themselves.
I believe that you might see something you don't want to see.
Just saying. I want to thrust my way
right here
into fitness and being fit.
Japanese.
I want to be a fit guy, but my mind says sit on the couch. That's true. I want to be a fit guy, but my butt cheeks say stay right here.
Stay right there.
That's hard.
I want to be a fit guy, but food calls my name.
It's very true.
Thank you. Thanks. Fit guy. I want to be a fit guy by Joel Reyes. Thank you.
You want to be a fit guy mm-hmm. by Joel Reyes. Yeah.
I want to be a fit guy. Stop eating.
Here it is right there. You just thrust your way into fitness. Yeah.
Shoof.
So about, oh, man. Look at that. Look at that. Getting it. That's a workout. That's a workout right there.
She's deep in it.
Look at that. Anybody can do it.
Oh, whoa.
Any age.
Whoa.
I ain't watching no kids. I ain't watching nothing. What are you watching?
What do you stop it? Don't you dare put that on me. I have daughters.
Any age. Speaking of any age, here's something funny. So Amish, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amish are great people. You know, great people. Builders of benches and chairs and wood things.
Barns.
Churners of butter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wearers of dresses and hats.
Mm-hmm.
Suspender loving.
Yeah.
The Lord.
IKEA is Amish, isn't it?
Yeah. Swedish.
I don't. Swedes. But I think that, that's not Amish made stuff. That stuff breaks way too easy. You ever had something made by the Amish, Pat?
Solid.
I mean, I haven't seen anything, but I've seen it. Somebody's like, this is Amish. You know,
you
it's
could
Amish.
Listen. You couldn't break it if you tried.
That's right. It is blessed.
Blessed.
Amish hands.
Okay. Made with Amish arm sweat grease.
Craftsmanship, true carpentry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They know.
So here's the thing. I was watching this interview with some Amish guy, ex Amish. He's out. He left. Couldn't handle it.
Excommunicado.
He said, "I'm out. I'm going, going back to Protestants."
Mm.
But anyways, so they're asking about like. Let me see. Maybe turn me down a little bit. Is that better? Is that hot still?
No.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that good? That's good?
Yeah. That kills off.
Not too. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he was like talking about the schools and how the schools, like, you know, how they run, how they have their own rules. And most people stop going to school after the eighth grade. So eighth grade is the, like average, you know, it's like the average, average level of, their grades. Like that's as smart as they get. So they were saying, well, who teaches the classes? They say, well, once you graduate eighth grade, you can become a teacher.
What?
Once you graduate eighth grade, you then can become a teacher.
So that means
everyone like has
you're 14.
Grade,
yeah.
Grade education.
You can volunteer to be a teacher. They don't get paid, but you can volunteer and be a teacher.
That's because they got work to do, man. They got barns to raise, butter to churn.
But you got to think that there's way more you need to know than just eighth grade education. Like, who's deciding that? You can't. Here's what you can't do. You can't let somebody with an eighth grade education make decisions for your school.
That's
definitely where they're like, man. He's like, we're thinking about putting high school. No, you don't need a high school.
Wait a minute. What is it?
What that before? Like, you know, because he's only eighth grade. What that before? You know, we're like, well, Jebediah, we'd like to increase our knowledge. Oh, that's crazy.
You don't need that.
Listen, it blows my mind that at 14, eight, you can get married. You know, you can get married really young. You can.
It's real.
Become a damn teacher. I mean, so who's the doctor?
The 14-year-old.
Just some, like, he's like, nah, you got to be 18 to be a doctor. Oh,
at
right,
least.
Okay.
At least.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's our doctor. Really? Well, what grade he graduated? He went to 11th grade. Oh.
Yeah.
That's why he's the doctor.
Well, you got to remember, man. They use
old.
They use old. Yeah.
He actually graduated high school. What?
What's that?
Oh.
blasphemous. That's,
he's gonna be a,
you know, he's the smartest guy in the town.
How dare he try to better himself?
It's so stupid. How it's so dare. Funny.
But you got to remember, they're using old world medicine, man. They're using like boiled tree sap and pour it on the
moon. I mean,
you know what I mean? It's, you know, they're having babies and all they do is boil water. You know what I mean? Boil some water. And it cures everything. Got to kill them.
Let me see.
You got to imagine a Band-Aid would be a breakthrough in the Amish society. You know, what is that?
100%.
A bandage?
Well, they use so nowadays here's one of the reasons the guy left. He says they're hypocrites because you can't own a phone, but you can use a phone if it belongs to somebody.
I believe that. Don't listen. There's a difference. I don't own that phone. I just borrowed the phone. There's a difference, Jedediah. Don't you blame me. Don't you dare put that on me.
Listen to this. Listen to this, though. So the Amish community outside the Bern area does not carry people with mutation. There's certain Amish people that have mutation live to be 85 years old on average.
Wow.
That's pretty long.
What kind of mutation is like just a gene that kicks in that says, hey, you get to live longer?
Some of them, but they have a 10% longer life expectancy.
Oh.
Man.
That don't.
That's because they're Puritans, man. They don't allow... Well, they don't, outside influences. To
well, they don't have. They're not eating the same crap that we are. They're not
processed food that we eat.
They're keeping their souls pure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. You live longer with a pure soul.
I hope so. I hope that I live to be like. I mean, the lowest I want to go is 79. You know what I mean? Like. That's as low as I want to go. I want to be right at 80 if I'm going to go. Like, if I'm brittle, brittle and if I fall, it could be bad. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's when it's like, man, I'm walking on eggshells. Literally. You know, walking with this body's bones is an eggshell. Yeah, like, oh.
My marrows is dried up. I ain't got no more liquid in my marrows. And now it's just brittle. I'm Mr. Glass.
It's just dust in there.
Joel's going to be on those little like wheelie things.
It's just dust marrows.
It's just marrow dust.
If I'm going to go, I'm going to ride a scooter.
Listen, I asked this kid at work. I said, hey, would you take this? I said, would you take a 50-year great life or a 90-year... Like, you know, week to week.
Mm.
Like, you know.
Just living hard.
Yeah, it's a tough life. Tough question, you know? Like, that's a hard thought because being 10 years away from 50, I would never say yes to that.
Oh, for sure.
He's 25. So when you're 25.
Yeah, it's a long
when
time.
When you're 25, like, 50 feels like forever. And then you wake up and you're 40. And I'm like, whoa.
Hey, what age did you feel was like the longest age for you? Like, dang, I'm this age for a long time. What age would you think you'd say that was?
Probably like 11.
Oh, you think so?
I was a fat, weird kid. It just lasted forever that year.
Am I like, ever going to turn 12? When will I ever be a swan?
I was an ugly duckling that whole year, and I thought, when will I ever sprout as a spawn?
Like you woke up one day. I don't remember it.
And, I said a spawn. A spawn.
It's coming back, yeah.
What's the longest age for you, Nick?
I felt like 22. I felt like I was in like 20, 21, 22 for a long time, man.
That military?
Yeah.
Military age? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that like, whole that 4 years.
Just went on forever, man. I felt like I was just in a time bubble. And then after that went away, then it just sped up. So, yeah.
That is, once you hit 30, it just
yeah. Zing. Once you hit 30, it's the next thing.
Gas pedal, bro. Like, yep. God.
Yeah. Full speed ahead.
Once you hit 30, there's always something going on.
For sure.
When you're in your 20s, you can like go spend a night out to like 5 in the morning, come home and sleep all day. And then wake up and maybe grab some food.
I think at 20, man, you're carefree. You feel invincible. Yeah. You feel like, oh, man, I'm young. That doesn't happen to me, you know?
It could.
But then you turn 30 and you're like, damn, that could happen to me. Like, this is going to happen. Like, if I'm
when's
not taking it easy.
When's the last time you woke up in the morning and were like, I don't think I have anything to do today?
Oh, I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Yeah.
I would say...
Last Saturday. I
don't know.
Last Saturday was a like full day. full
That's true. That was a full day. That was the day of days.
By the way, let me say happy birthday, Roman. Yeah, belated Roman.
First one.
Fun birthday party.
The youngest of sons.
Yeah. Out there.
First of his life.
We
had to go to the country.
You know, Rock Hill's a nice place, so it's not a nice place. It's not too bad. The distance was not bad. That was a good time. It was a really good party. I will say it was super hot. That was the only thing I would say.
And, it was just in the pool. You were cooking. That's why you were super hot.
The grill, bro. The grill. I mean, you got hair like this. You got to cook. Hey, what y'all want? Burgers or steaks?
But those burgers and dogs were on point.
But, you know, I jumped in to help my boy. I was his sous chef for the day.
I put the cheese on the burger. He did. He did one of them. He literally said one burger because...
That's not true.
He put the cheese on the burger.
I did.
He watched over it for a hot minute. Yeah. Hey, you put your hand. You put your touch on it.
Put them down.
I felt bad because I was on a nice mixed drink and I had to turn it down.
Mm. It was yum. I'll tell you. You see the pictures on the table of Roman?
Yeah.
So we took those like a week before we went out to the. You know the park? I don't know if it was Freedom Park. It's the park right across the street from the baseball field.
Yeah.
The park right there with the little fountain.
We're talking about in Charlotte.
Yeah, downtown.
Yeah, Freedom Park.
I don't know what it's called.
I think it is right by Knight Stadium. So
yeah, it's Freedom Park.
So we're taking some pictures, and one of the guys we know is taking them for us, and we're walking. We're looking for a good spot. And we turn around this corner, and there's, like, all these rocks, and there's, like, a waterfall and stuff. And then you can go down this path of stone, and then there's, like, rocks. And I was like, oh, let's go over to the rocks and take a picture on the rocks, like, put in between them. We get over there. This dude's just junking his Johnson, just laying there, out in the open. It's like one. I'm like, just himself. I'm like, I turn my head. We're walking, and Pam turns around. And me, I'm like, what's going on? And I look. I'm like, oh, why don't we put him right here? She's like, no, Joel, get over here.
Yeah.
And I look, and this guy's like just through his pants, but just going to town.
The fact that,
and I'm like, public,
in broad daylight. Just.
My first thought was like, I should take a picture of him.
Why not?
That's a TikTok. We could get famous.
This never happened.
What's the city of Charlotte coming to?
It's deep, disgusting, and dark.
Yeah.
So
don't go behind the waterfall.
Welcome to Charlotte.
That was it was just I'm glad. I mean, poor Roman.
Yeah.
You know, poor Roman.
Being get a picture.
Exposure.
Jeez.
Exposure. Like
that guy should be locked.
I was gonna say something.
It's out of control.
I was like, you know, you're sitting there, you're like, what do I do? So I thought, like, do I go say, hey man, stop doing that. People are here. But apparently he knows people are there. He's not like, you know, he knows.
So
maybe that's part of the deal.
You would have been bothering him more than
I would have.
He was there first. He was there first. The law of the land. Okay? Yeah. He who gets here and yaks first shall not be interrupted
first
by
come,
the anti yakers.
Serve.
I've just never seen that in my whole life.
Matt, you're so disgusting. Hey. You're disgusting.
Nasty. It's mine. Why? Because I came first.
It's the law of the land. Mark my territory.
I'm sorry, I came first.
You go jack it somewhere else.
Yeah. Dude, I just...
Per the king.
Cut me off, Thar. I wanted to say something, but...
The king saith.
What do you say? Can you stop?
It reminds me.
I mean, you could.
Hey, put it down, man. Put it down. Put her down.
Put it away.
There's about a 20% chance he won't. I mean, 20% chance he does, and 80% chance he won't.
He could be a gentleman.
There's families out here.
Yeah. He could have been a gentleman. Like, oh, I am so sorry. Pardon me.
I thought I was apologize.
He's like, oh, my bad.
I thought I was by myself.
My God. Where did you come from?
I am embarrassed.
Definitely brought up a memory when I went to New York the first time for WrestleCon. My flight was at like 6 a.m. and I had to take the subway at like 4.
Yeah.
And I sat down on the subway in New York City to take it to Queens. Like anybody that's ever gone to the city, like flew, you have to take the subway to Queens, get on another train and then take it to the airport. For the 45 minute ride, there was this homeless gentleman laying down in front of me. Just doing the same thing. but like yeah. in his pocket. And I was just like,
oh, he's playing pocket pool.
Yeah, I was like, what? What do we? Oh.
Pat's all. Yeah. Pat's all like this. Dick. Pat goes. He goes. Pat goes. Pat's all. Like this. Pat's all.
But he's like right. he's like sleeping, so he never. Yeah, I never. I don't even.
Yeah. Day.
Please say, Pat. Please say, eight ball corner pocket.
That's all.
Your turn. Hey,
they're,
your turn.
They're playing. Yeah. Here you go.
My turn.
Ooh, okay. Oh, hey ball. Hey ball.
Hey, solid as the stripes. Solid as the stripes. Which one?
You scratch. I can put the ball anywhere.
Pat said, "Well, you already broke, so here we go."
Hey, things don't work out.
You got the change in there, Joel. You jiggle it around. Oh.
Yeah. I had forgotten about that until you told that story, Joel.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy.
That was long.
You're welcome.
Hey. Oh, man. While we got a break, man, did we bring this thing in? Because we've forgotten like four or five times, man. So I'd like to welcome everybody back to your favorite day of the week. It's Tuesday, and this is the podcast. As you can tell, we've already gotten into it. I'm your host. I'm Rick, Nick Clemency. I started to say Rick Dynasty, but Rick that's my Dynasty. Instagram.
Wow.
I'm Nick Clemency. With me, of course, is Braided Up. That's Joel Reyes.
Joel.
Joel, he's in the house. And then, of course, we also have David Patrick Price.
Jermell today. I'll go back.
Jermell. And then we've got David Patrick Price bringing us up, man. Gentlemen, what's up? What's up?
Pat's thumb.
Let's go.
So we were just discussing.
That was my left. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we were just discussing Roman's unfortunate exposure to the real world outside of his house.
Let me ask you this question. Yeah. Like, what circumstances does somebody have to be in to think, I'm just going to do it right here? Who cares?
May I start?
Oh.
May I start? I think when you're, Nick knows. I guess my question would be, when you're that homeless, the world is your bedroom.
Is your bedroom?
It's your bedroom. Yeah. They're invading Fair your point. Privacy. You're not don't invading you, theirs.
I never lay on my bed without a blanket, so I'm just saying cover up.
Yeah. Hey, listen, he's already at the lowest of the low. You know what I mean? How lower can he get?
Cut it out.
You think so?
So he needs to put this, let me tell you this. The world is not your toilet, you know what I mean? Yeah. We're not your rag. The world is not your sock, buddy.
That's just my thought. I just feel like, man, when you're at rock bottom and you can't go any lower, man. Well, I mean, can you really embarrass yourself any further? I mean, you're already being looked down upon.
I think that's rejected. Pretty. Here's my thing. I see a lot of people that are maybe, you know, are struggling right now or whatever, sure. or asking for money. And I don't have an issue giving them money, but I would have an issue giving them money if they were sitting there, you know, playing with themselves. Like, so.
Oh, no, because then they'll think, oh, yeah, rewarding bad behavior. Like, heck no, man.
He's like, how'd you make so much? Well, I stood in the corner and I said, watch this.
Hey, what if he would have said, I tell you what, you give me $5, I'll stop.
That might be
I'll
his
stop
game.
It
that might be his
hey.
Game.
Hey. He's just gonna yak it till you pay up. Like, yeah, you want me to stop? Yeah, okay. $10, I'll stop right now.
It's the mafia.
The homeless mafia just going around threatening people for money.
The better part of that is him saying that to somebody and be like, nah, keep going. No, nah, we're good. We'll find somewhere.
Give me $5 or I'll knock it off. Hey, man, I'll give you $5 and keep going. What's up?
Yeah.
Like, what's the deal? Well, that's my thought. That's my theory. I just feel like when you're at the lowest of the low, man, I mean, can you really? What does it matter? What does it matter? People already see you at your lowest, man. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think there's some parts that, I mean, I get it. I get that, you know, that the world is your bedroom and do what you do.
Depravity knows no bounds, man.
But I'm a guest in this home. So when I'm here.
You don't want to see that.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
Get it out
I don't
here.
Care what you do. I don't want to see
it. It is
you
weird
can
that.
Do your drugs and smoke your weed. I don't want to see it.
Do what else?
I don't want to see it. Yeah. Not in this house, mister.
Not in this one.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to smell it. And I don't want to find it.
Oh, what?
If I find it.
What's going to happen?
You're out.
You're done.
You're out. You're gone.
You're done, fool.
Find a new place to live. Take the tent. You're out.
I'm calling the law.
You'll never make it back.
Where's it going?
Yeah. You're going to the woods.
That's where you're headed. You're going to be in nature.
Yep, that's right. You want to act like a pig?
Huh? I'm going to treat you like a pig.
You want to act like an animal?
I'm going to treat you like an animal. We'll put a slop bucket right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of Joel saying that. And then like, kid being in the background being like, so pigs jerking in a park? Is that what he's referring to?
That's why they call them pot bellies.
Oh, that's so funny.
They say pigs are smart because they can't find it.
They say pigs are smart.
I've seen a lot of videos.
They say they're like, they say they're like dog smart.
They're like the best pets.
Yeah. Yeah. They are smart as heck. They don't pee inside. They're just, that hair though, it's ugly.
Yeah, it's short.
Like that. Oh, like I would be like just shaving him. Shave. I want him to be bare. I want him to be bald. Like I want him to be like a like freshly shaved all the time.
Yeah, slick bald. Yeah.
Like what's up with your pig? Hey, he just clean.
Hey, that's a smooth pig.
Clean. Hey, he clean like that.
Why we watch him every night.
Yeah. That's what he likes. That's what he likes. He likes that.
You gonna talk like the Amish? Why your pig be that way?
Why your pig be so clean down there? I mean.
What?
I have no idea. I have none.
Oh, why are pigs so clean down there? What's with this pig, man?
Jamaican Amish person.
I'm job making. I'm job making.
Dude, there's no black Amish people.
I am Jamish.
There should be. How could there be?
They would shun them. They wouldn't allow them in. Come on, man.
Is that really a thing?
They're Puritans, man.
They're all white. Every one of them is white. Yeah. Like just
that's why they're called Puritans.
Puritans. They are. It is definitely no rainbow of love there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I should start one. You know what I mean?
You're just going to be Amish one day?
A Blomish neighborhood, man. Let's get together and let's be Blomish together. You know what I mean?
We could be. You could change all the rules. You can make it adapt to what we like.
It's lit all the time.
Hey, we stay lit. Look at us staying lit.
Stay lit, huh? Y'all raising barns. We raising clubs. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
For real.
That's right, there are black Amish.
Y'all churning butter. We're churning up. You feel?
Hey, true that.
We churn up around here, okay? That's what we do. Matter of fact, all of our kids graduate high school.
Mm-hmm.
Feel that.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Shit.
We like y'all's names though. Your names. Hey, we like y'all's names. They good.
Fire.
Crazy names.
I love it.
Hey. Fire.
We gonna keep those. You know,
we gonna use them.
Except my name's gonna be Jezedediah. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Funny.
Blomish neighborhoods just popping up all over the place.
Amish named their people for nicknames.
What about I feel like I could file a lawsuit against the Amish community for excluding all Mexicans.
Affirmative action, there are black
Amish communities, but there's definitely
they're not of the same. Like they're just like Nick said, they decided to be Amish.
They just said, you know what,
hey,
we'll probably get more respect if we're Amish.
They say if it works for the white man, it's gonna work. I'm good.
It's an untapped market.
It's real.
Forgive me for my ignorance. Is Mennonites? Is that Mennonites? Amish people? Mennonites.
Similar.
Yeah, it's a how faction of similarities.
It's like a sect.
How is it that there are no Hispanic or Mexican Mennonites?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I just said.
There is 108,000 Mennonites principally living in states of Chihuahua?
Yeah,
Mexico.
Chihuahua, Durango, Zacatecas, Tamaulipas, and San Luis.
They probably just bought land and lived out there.
Yeah,
I mean, because you don't have to worry about the law.
You got to remember, man, the Mennonites were like your pilgrims. You know, they just went ever. Like, we don't like it here anymore.
I wish they still wore the neck things.
Like during Easter's.
Hello, mateys.
Top hats and the neck things.
But the buckles? Come on, man.
Oh, you got to have a hat buckle.
Got to have that buckle with the hat, with the shoes.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, listen, I'm going to put, what you going to do with your hat? I think I'm thinking about my hat reminds me of my waist. I'm gonna put a belt on it.
That's wild. You wild for that.
Man,
you
wild for that. Hey, I can see how it does.
Hey, you wild it right now. You wild for that. You wild
looking
it right
just
now.
Like, I do look like a waist. It do look like a waist.
Hey, you looking real strong.
He ain't lying.
You looking real strong right now.
I mean, my hat would.
The fact that you went straight to, he ain't lying. Not, oh, wow, that looks very strong. It's very, very regal. No, it's a
stuff's
lie.
Real. Stuff's real.
Real spit. That's real spit. Pat, they keep it pure, man. They keep it pure. They're all about the bloodline, man.
That's wild.
Now, the upside is you do get to go to, what is it called, Rosh Hashanah? What is that called?
No. What's it called? Rumspringer.
Rumspringer. Rumspringer.
Rumspringer. Yeah. That's right. Is my
microphone? That's like a weekend of partying, right?
Like, you sound good, Joe.
No, it's whenever you want to come back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You could be gone for 5 years. Yeah, and what it is, so like, check it out. So say Nick's on Rumspringer.
Right.
And he's been on it for like 2 years. He's a little bit older than me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I leave for my Rumspringer. Nick swoops me up because that's what they do. The Amish pick up the Amish. Mm-hmm. And they take them to these houses that they all live in and stuff like that. And they get a job. And it's like ex-Amish help these kids.
Yeah.
Like, understand how great they have it in their life.
Yeah, and... Well, they show they go nuts, bro. It's alcohol, drugs.
There used to be a show about this, right, on TV?
Yeah, MTV, yeah. And they're allowed to do whatever they want until and when they come back, it just has to stop, and it doesn't matter what they did.
Yeah, forgiven. All is forgiven.
I need me a Rumspringer.
Sow your wild oats. You come back and you churn butter and Bill Barnum on Sundays. Like,
you think they talk about it? Like,
they're not allowed.
Girl, she's all. When I was on Rumspringer. I was quite the thought.
Girl, let me tell you.
She goes, hey, listen to this. Listen. I learned that on the TikTok.
The TikTok, yeah. Oh, how I miss TikTok. Turning my cell phone in was the worst, but I got over it quickly.
Those were the days.
I'm really hungry. I'm not trying to disrupt this, but I got a new treat today, and I want to eat it so bad, so I have to stop this. Because multiple times I picked it up, and I was like, it's got to be real. It's got to be real. So check it out.
I found some in the cupboard. Should I go grab one?
You found some of these?
No. Something that was like...
Hey, do it.
Well, let me do this so I can eat this, and then you go do it.
Those look like mini, from my distance. Let's see. Those look like mini pumpkin pies.
Well, let me show you. These are what I call mini fruit tartinas.
Tartinas.
They're guava flavored cookie stuff. See that?
Mm-hmm.
This Mexican Wednesday has been fantastic. So every time I go in there, the Arabic dude's like, oh, it's Wednesday. And I'm like, it is. He's like, what are you going to get today? I was like, man, I'm running out of options. I need you to get more stuff.
I love that.
This is good. He's like, this one's good. Very sweet. Very sweet.
Mm. I love how he's giving you recommendations.
Yeah. Oh, dude, he does. Every Wednesday, I was like, what's up, man? He's like, it is Wednesday.
It is time for the podcast.
Yeah. It's so funny. I wish he would listen to it. But he just, I've never offered him something to say it, but every time I come on Wednesday, I go in there and he's like, it is Wednesday. And we just talk about the Mexican stuff that's in there.
You know what it is.
And he's Indian and it's just so funny and it's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes it, he's part of it with me now. I know it sounds funny, stupid, but
no, it's great.
It's great. It's so funny.
It's a connection. It's just all about the connection. It is.
This is good. This is a good one. And he tells me what's good. Yeah.
Do you want to take the risk today?
Yeah.
Take this one.
Oh, they're soft. It looks soft.
Mm-hmm.
That was a clean bite.
That jelly in there is real. Say less.
They look like mini pies, like from my distance. They look like little, just tiny, miniature pies.
Well.
Tarts.
Yeah. It's a great treat.
It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
You finish this. I'm gonna let you guys choose which one I taste.
All of it.
It's that good.
Lucky it comes with six. So I got more.
You got four more.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's really good.
Oh, I'll drink it down.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? I was just about to ask you, isn't that good? I
I totally forgot that we were just fake. Like, I thought I was going to ask you, like, oh, man. I was going to be like, it's good, right? Like, I yeah. love the texture.
No, it's
I was
delicious.
About to have a conversation.
It was delicious. I loved it. No, it's good.
This is...
It looks
this
good.
Right, I could eat I'm going to tell you, this right here, this might be number two.
Was it better than the sponge?
Which one? No, the marshmallow
one? The marshmallow one, yeah. The marshmallow
sponge? Thing. The sponge? Yeah. No, no. Sponge is number one.
Still number one, top of the chart. I got to give you some sponge, man.
And you can get a whole box of it for $4 at the Walmart.
Sold. All
right.
Sold. Mm.
Dude, let me tell you this, though. Yeah. Pat, listen up.
Okay.
We're talking 8 out of 10. Number two.
Strong.
Number two. You get six in a pack. And that jelly, dude.
How much?
That guava. That guava jelly, like 270.
Oh.
Like guava jelly. It's the teats.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
The teats and the tank.
All right. I have three options. I'm going to let you guys choose.
Word.
First one is Choco Rolls. Roles.
Oh, Choco Rolls is delicious.
Those are good. Those
pineapple.
Are good. Pineapple. Is that pineapple?
It is.
Yes, pineapple.
Cream. I haven't had that one.
Next is tartinas.
Oh, that's what I have.
That's what you have.
No, do it. Hey, stop, do stop, stop. Do that. Do that now.
Okay. And then the other one is sponge.
Oh, it's not the sponge. Man. Oh, you got the good stuff, Pat.
Dude, this so is, Nick, this is you pick. When you can either have the tartinas, which is would be funny because you can relate to the texture and stuff.
Yeah.
Or you can have the sponge, which is fantastic. I would not hate you for either, bro.
No, the sponge is fine. I think you need to taste the sponge, Pat. All right. Personally.
Do tartinas or sponge?
I say sponge. Personally.
How about you? How about
what
you?
I would say for the sake of
here you go.
For the, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Here you go, Pat. Pick a hand. Left or right? Just say left or right. My hand.
Left.
Oh.
Oh, it's a tartina. It's tartina time, tartina. Baby.
Yep. It comes three in a pack.
Six might have six in a pack, baby.
You look like he's got the big box though. Pat's got.
I got the commercial, but you got like 30 of them. You are the winner. Let's go.
You got the. Oh, I'm jealous.
And you got strawberry, dude. I'm so excited for you.
I kind of want to know what the chile roll tastes like that too,
because I think he got these.
Mm. Mm. Shout out!
Look at that. That looks delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it smells good.
Mm. Bro, the jelly's really good.
How's that? How's that, Patrice?
Mm.
Yeah, that's good. I could tell.
Right.
That was a good bite. I'm jealous.
Oh, man.
I like the consistency of the crust, too. The crust.
Yeah. It works.
I didn't know we were all getting something.
Dude, I legitimately, when I got my Liquid Death before the podcast started, I saw the corner. And I was like, oh, this is the kind of stuff that Joe's always tasting.
Nick, I'll throw you one out the door over there.
I would drive by and get me one. Think I won't.
If you could go mobile, that'd be funny as heck.
What is it?
Like, if you could go mobile and be like...
We have to figure that out. Like, hey.
That'd be awesome.
Going live right now, I'm headed to Joel's house just to get me a tortilla. Stay with me as we go live.
Foam.
Is that possible, Pat? I probably could do that, huh? I could probably log off, go on Riverside, and just do it.
No, you could just keep this running, start on the other Riverside, and then just take that footage and then use it at the time.
That's true. Yeah.
And then when we use this footage, put it in post.
We'll have to test it out.
It would just be like a flex in.
We'll have to.
But these are bombski.
Oh man, I look.
I'm gonna eat all three.
I'm gonna give me one tomorrow on my way to work. I'm stopping by.
It's a shortbread.
I love shortbread cookies.
That's why it's so soft. It's just like,
dude, this one
heaven cool, but this in one my mouth. The best. Sponge is worth
fire.
It. It's good.
I don't know, man.
God,
the pineapple filled joints look good too, man.
Dude, sponge is number one on my list. I'm telling you.
I'm about to find out where Alan went to get
this. Hey, Joe, you want to try one of these?
Yo, Junior.
These are fire, dude. You're going to love it.
Can we sip your Zona?
Nope,
I don't have enough.
Tell old Joe Junior to get in the, stick his head in the camera. Let's see that beard. You know what I mean?
He wants to see your weird beard.
Bring it in there. Huh? Whoa, look at that facial hair. Man.
Beard boy.
Beard boy. There's Joe Jr.
You can't even tell the difference between me and my dad anymore.
Who's who? Wait a minute. Who's
except
who?
Well, my beard is way strong. You'll never have a strong beard, child.
Joe has braids. You don't.
I play b-ball every day on the concrete.
Every day. Show you're right.
I dunk on every door hand, every door that I see. Don't you dare.
Dominique Dawes.
Hey, anytime I walk through a door.
You got to shout out a basketball player's name, though.
And I tell him, I say, Brennan, you see that? I back dunk. See that? I say, Jordan.
Oh, the switchblade.
Nick hit him with this from the free throw.
That's two. That's three.
Latrell Sprewell.
Anthony Hardaway.
You know, and again, IV. I mean, you know,
IV.
if you're Latrell Sprewell, then
AI.
Hey, y'all remember. Was it Latrell Sprewell that had the spinners? Was that him with the spinner shoes?
Hey, don't you
hit three wheels.
Yeah.
Those are the best rims.
He even had the whistle in them.
It's real.
The turbine wheels.
What is the best basketball shoe ever?
Oh, dude, man.
What do you mean, like looking or to play with?
No, to play.
To play in?
I know what mine is.
What is it?
Mine were the answers. The first.
Oh, yeah.
The Iverson.
Yeah, it's true.
The worst was the Penny Hardaway, the Gary Payton gloves. You remember those?
Yeah. They had the little, the cover.
Had the zipper all the way up.
Yeah.
I like the, probably the Sport Mode Croc shoes.
Yeah. Sport Mode. No. I was going to say the high top Huaraches, man, with the strap, man, back in the day. You remember the Corey Light colors? You know what I mean? Corey Light, we all had the Huaraches, you know, on the basketball team. Let's get it. Yellow and black.
I do like the Jordan 11s to play in.
11s are the bomb, yeah. I'm going to tell you, though, the 10s, hands down, are the best-looking shoe. In my book, you know what I mean? Good pair of 10s, man. I love them. Mm. Love them to death.
I really like the 3s and 3s.
The Concords, too. Classic, bro.
Those ones are cool. I don't have any, and I wish I did have
threes
other pairs.
Fire,
but
yeah. I just feel like the 3s would be mad clunky to play in, though.
No, I ain't talking about playing. I just like the way they look.
Oh, no, they look good. Yeah, they look straight. Yeah.
Best ones on the court, Hakeem Olajuwon Spalding.
All day, bro. Give me the Kenneth Robinsons.
Dude, mine had the dream on the back of the heel.
Got to.
Hakeem the Dream.
Hey, it should have said on the back, not in my house.
Not in my house.
That's what it should have said on the back, yeah.
No.
That's like the most.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I wish I had me a pair of like Wilt Chamberlains, you know.
They released the Jordan 12 retros.
Fire.
But what were those originally?
They were the just the Jordan 12s.
They were just the 12s, yeah. They were just
not the retro.
That's right. Minus the retro.
I don't know. Retro being yesterday. You know,
I always thought they were the Jordan teams. But that's
I like
not
the
right.
13s, though. I like the 13s because it had the hologram on it. Those are always
good. Okay. Those I never owned, and I almost bought a pair, but I ended up going with the Up-Tempos,
yeah,
which I love.
Up-Tempos are a good up-tempo. One, man.
Were those the Barclays?
The Up-Tempos? I don't know.
Yeah, what did he wear? Did somebody wear those?
Let's see, Charles.
I don't know.
Good old Google. Let's see, Charles Barkley shoes. No, he had the light irons.
Oh, similar.
Which are fire, by the way.
Very similar in style.
Yeah.
Only difference is it says air on the Up-Tempo.
The Barkleys are kind of fire now, man. Dang, I think I want a pair of Barkleys. Those are pretty fresh. Pretty fresh. She also had the Nike Air Max CB 94s. Let's go, Charles.
I do enjoy the Griffies.
Yeah.
The Ken Griffies, the one they have the Velcro strap on top.
The old
That's
school.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they re put them out. They re released them. They have like
I
a bunch of colors.
I love the Ken Griffies. Yeah. I love They're the cool. The Marlins colors, the black, the teal, and the orange.
Agreed.
You know what were fire, too, though, back in the day? The Patrick Ewings.
Not the new Ewings. The older ones.
The original 33s on the side. They actually came in the. You actually get them in the pump too, which is dope.
You know, he has his own shoe now. And it's like Ewing, and the tongue.
Yeah, great.
Is like man, it's huge. Like,
yeah, I'm good with that. You know? Yeah, I'm good with that.
And they say Ewing. I mean, it has to be a big tongue to fit the word Ewing on it.
It has to be. Yeah. Like,
I mean,
it's about
good
the
lord,
old school.
Ooh. Oh
yeah, blam.
You know, guess what I got? Guess what I got on today?
What you rocking? The old pumps, baby. Let's go. Retro pumps.
Game on. Pump that up.
Oh, God.
Got to let them out.
Air out. You got to let the air out. I just had to be
ready. Excuse me, guys. I need some air.
Hold on. Time out. Time in.
Hey, how many times did you pump them up and let the air out just because you had them? You know what I mean?
It was a good sound. It was a good sound. So, serious question today.
All right.
Big question. Pat, I mean, you can answer it, but...
Talk about
I mean, you've already kind of... Your answer would be in what's coming, right? So, I'm turning 40, right, in a couple weeks, as is Nick.
Yes.
And I made a decision that I wanted to make a big change, and we've been talking about that.
Yep.
And I'm trying to decide what the right change is. Like, what is it? Like, when I say change, I mean, like, something, you know, like, drastic. Like, oh, he never gets mad again, or, oh, he does, like, something crazy different. You know, like, just, I just can't figure out what it is.
Yeah. What's my advice?
No, what did you, I mean, you can answer. You know, like what you want to do. Like,
is me and Katie had a talk. I can't remember. I think it was after my birthday. But it was like I was going in on some things about her that were bothering me, and she went in on some things about me that I do that were bothering her. And one of them is having a short temper and cussing, like right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And so. Since then, I told her, she's like, I feel like I'm just harping on you. And I was like, no, I need this feedback. I need somebody that can give me real feedback so I can work on myself, or else I'm just going to continue to do what I always do.
Right.
And if that's not working, I need you to be real with me so I can fix it. And so, like, a lot of my focus, outside of getting back in shape, a lot of my focus has been, like, when I feel that quick, short-fused temper that I've acquired over the past couple of years. I might have always had it, but it's gotten worse over the last couple of years. I tell myself, like, hey, if the kids are bothering you, don't just go off. Don't, like, take a breath, be more present, understand what you're saying, because now Garrison's old enough to get his feelings hurt. And Si's been actually been really good recently. Not saying that he's not usually, but he's, you can tell, you know, Joel and Nick, you can see when your kids, like,
right.
But so that's been the big thing for me is.
But how do you, is that something you're going to stick to that you need to stick to? So you have to be cognizant. And I'm like, that's the big thing too, is I got to tell myself, okay, well, I have to be cognizant of whatever it is so that I can be consistent. So that consistency turns into repetency, and the repetency turns into, like, just habit. You know, it's just something I do now.
Well, and another thing is, and we've talked about this, like, we talked about this in private and on the podcast, is I don't like to drink as much. I'm trying to find, like, natural supplements or natural ways to enhance my body, enhance my mind, enhance, like, if a buzz is needed, you know? Stuff like that, and not going to, like, the quickest and easiest thing to do, is which is to go to a brewery or drink wine or liquor, or, you know what I mean? I've kind of cut that out for a while. I drink every once in a while, but not like a lot. And I think, like, my skin looks better. I think I'm not as bloated. I don't feel blah as much, you know, like when you get older, you guys know, but
any
young people listen to this podcast. When you get older, you can't handle hangovers like you used to.
Freak, you can't handle stairs like you used to.
That's for sure.
I was like,
shoot, you can't even handle walking on the street.
Like, if I ever build a house again, it's just going to be like a bunch of land.
Ranch style.
It's going to be
flat.
Just spread out. No stairs.
I'm putting
maybe
I'm putting a movable floor, like one of those things.
Movable side.
So you're barely moving, but you're going way fast. Like, oh my,
I'm getting it. Yeah, slide by. Yeah,
that's everybody comes to your house. Like, how lazy do you have to be to have
this in your house? Lazy.
How about a chair? How about a chair that you drive around? Like, how about your recliner? You can just drive
it on wheels. I'm with that.
it's like those little carts at
go to the kitchen.
Hey, I'd even have it jack up that way I can get to the right. Just
hold on, watch this.
He's like, man, I ain't stood in months.
What's that?
Standing, man, that'd be great. Dude,
sure, my legs are numb, but I don't give a darn.
If we invented a chair that you could take to the kitchen. That's the RC recliner.
I never get up.
Man, I never get up. Get up.
I am lazy for life.
He's all tied in the trash. Hey, come get this.
Run that up for me.
Hey, hook it up, man. That's so stupid.
It has a reach feature so you can lean over.
Damn you, dude.
But yeah, so I mean, I feel you on that. It's just, it's so like for me, I'm like, you know, because people do, some people do crazy stuff, like drastic stuff, you know? I'm not saying I want to do something drastic, right? But they're just like, you know, I'm jumping out of airplanes now, or, you know, they start doing crazy things. They're like, it's not,
crazy
stuff. I'm not trying to get like crazy stuff. I mean, if you guys want to, we can, but I'm not doing it alone.
I'll ride the crazy train with you.
But I'm definitely down. I'm definitely down for some downhill tricycling.
Get it.
I've been trying to think, like, you know, yeah, that'd be fun. Like, what could it be like? Is it, I don't know. I think I've lived a certain way for so long that maybe. Because, like, I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, man, chapter one's about to be over. Like the first half of this movie, act one is done, right? Like, on September 1st, we're taking a break. Everybody go to the cafeteria. Yeah. Intermission. Go to the cafeteria. Get yourself a sandwich. So act one is done. Now it's act two, you know, the second half of your life of
It's
like where you're headed now. It's like, what does this look like?
It's time to start working towards that climax.
It ain't going to look nothing like what it looked like before.
No.
That's a fact.
No.
Well, it's weird because... Like Gary Vee, you know, both of you guys know who Gary Vee is, right? Mm-hmm. Talks on social media.
Of course. He's like,
from 20 to 30, you try things. From 30 to 40, you figure it out. And then 40 on, like, you're an adult. Like, you've had your time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't 100% agree with that, but it's like,
I hear that, and I agree with some of that, but let me show you something real fast. Let me show you what adults that were 40 look like a couple years back. Let me show you this. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Look at this, okay? This is 40. This is 40 now, and this is 40 in 1980s.
Sheesh. Nice.
Look, dude looks like Gary Busey.
He does.
Yeah.
Trying to get a better look here. That's Miguel Cabrera. On the right, who's, gosh darn it.
I like spaghetti with meat sauce.
But you get that, like, that's a 40-year-old man. You can tell he's 40. Why is it so hard?
Bro, you got to remember, at 40 back in the 80s, bro, they were topping the charts.
Like, dudes were fully gray. Like, when I was a kid, and I remember people being 40, they looked 40.
Yeah.
I know we had this conversation last week, but it is a fact, and I pray every day that the act two doesn't start with me waking up like, you know, now I'm 40. You know, like, hey, there.
I don't have a lot to say.
Hey, you know what keeps me from 40? These braids. These real-life braids.
That's it. Joel, you made me feel super old.
What? Nick, you got skin braids. Got them skin braids. Oh, he's great, bro.
Fudge, dude.
God. Shut up. You wouldn't be great if you shaved, so shut up.
That's just true, though, man. Fudge.
Look at this. Yeah. Look at this. Time out. Look.
Dude, you got like one or two scraggles, bro. I got
one or 200.
I got patches of gray.
Look up here.
Nick,
look at
you run?
Huh?
Look at this.
Can you run?
Yeah, I can run.
I can't.
Yeah, I can run. It's cool, man. No, it's genetic. No, my dad was.
I'm just.
My dad was all gray at 42. So.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Yeah, it's that was a joke for me, man. I know it's all good.
Dang, Nick took it. Okay.
Nick took it.
Like, hope I don't wake up like, whoa! here I am, like, oh, jeez. Oh, man, I was feeling good about 40. Like, 2 minutes ago.
You have to keep it. No, you have to keep it to the person because I got all this hair, and if I woke up bald, I would trip. Like, that makes sense. Like, oh, my God, I'm old.
I guess in a way it was a blessing that I lost it when I was young, as opposed to losing it now. It'd probably be more devastating, you know what I mean, losing it now. But you know, this has been going on for like 20 years now, man. I'm in there, man. You know what I mean?
He said,
dude, you know, at the risk of sounding egotistical, we all look very good for us.
Oh no, I think we're very good looking. Very.
That's so funny.
He's just like,
dude. Here I am. Like. I saw somebody that I haven't seen in a while backstage at the restaurant.
If I woke up and I look like Nick,
holy crap! Like, oh wow.
Tell me if you guys feel like this. So earlier in life, if somebody looked at you and said, dude, you're looking good, looking healthy, you're looking good.
Yeah.
You'd say, you damn right.
Yeah.
But
I'll skip.
Like somebody said something to me at the wrestling show, like, dude, I like the haircut, you're looking good.
Yeah.
And the first thing that came to my mind was, are you messing with me?
Yeah.
Like,
you've got to be joking. Mm.
Yeah, you quit BSing. Me. Like, what are we doing? What do you need?
Tell me how I really look.
That's so sad. Yeah. That's so sad that I'm that part of my life where somebody's like, "Hey, man, you looking trim, you're looking good," and I'm like, "Bullsh."
See, here's one thought, Pat, that I had. Basically, what you're saying there, I told Nick this earlier. So I said, or maybe not, maybe my family. Nick, you are my family. Both of you guys. I was thinking, dang, what'd you say, Pat?
Like when somebody says, like. We're at that age now. Someone.
Oh
like,
yeah. Hey, I got you. Yeah, okay. Good. That's right. So I was thinking like, man, maybe at 40, I cannot give a crap what anybody says. Like maybe that's the age that I just flip that switch.
I wish.
And I can do and think and be however I want, and it not matter to me because you know what? Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? What if someone gonna hurt my friend? Like I've been there.
You know, an ability to have that.
Like I'm married. I have a beautiful wife, children. I enjoy my life. I'm not getting any younger. I can't pretend to be something I'm not.
Yeah.
You know? I think I can still be a cool, you know, cool ass young 40-year-old dude.
Yeah. Well, don't ever change who you are.
Yeah, totally. No, I don't mean like that when I say change something. I mean
yeah,
like,
but then don't ever lose your what little childlike thoughts and
well, I got lots get us of
through
them.
The day.
Yeah.
I got lots of childlike thoughts, and they get me through all kinds of days.
For sure.
There's so much. I want a pickle. I want a pickle, man. It's so bad.
I got some pickles at the house. That was
so bad.
Man, I'm really like a pickle.
I still got some childhood. I want a pickle. Damn,
so bad.
Man, I want a pickle right now.
Give it up.
I got some.
Joel, love your dad. Can you get me a pickle?
What?
Love your dad.
Love him.
Will you get me a pickle?
Yeah. Love your
dad. You can
dad,
have one too. You can have one too.
Dude, there is one thing I want to talk about.
Oh, tell me.
You guys
shoot it
seen
out.
This Oliver Anderson guy?
Yeah, I heard the song.
I mean, I like it.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Is that the Virginia guy?
North of Virginia.
Yeah.
But it's like...
What do you got to say about it?
It's wild that somebody puts up a video on their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And in 3 to 5 days, it's number one on the iTunes chart as the most streamed and downloaded song.
Which is crazy because, forgive me, I'm not too big on countries. I think somebody put out a song called Not Around Here or Not In My Town or whatever.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Jason Aldean.
Yeah. I mean, he got plummeted by that guy, man. It's like...
But... Like where I'm taking this isn't where you think. So if you are a record label or a marketing executive and you have hundreds of thousands of maybe millions on budget to build a star, and this guy goes out in his backyard in front of his deer stand and with his dogs and records this song and gets number one on the iTunes chart, like, what do you do? Where do you go from there?
I mean, what can you? I mean, the music industry is so different now. It's not like when we were trying to come up, you know, spending countless times in the studio, trying to get hits, trying to chart. Man, you get hot
it's wild.
Sky's the limit.
I love it. Now, to be clear to everybody, I love what's happened with the song and the guy. Congratulations to the guy. Like, use it. Yeah. Do your thing.
You ask me. You ask me what I do if my song goes number one. Wake up.
Make another one.
Go to McDonald's. Snatch a two-piece, 20.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On the house, I tell them. Number one.
Yeah, number one.
Yep.
Try to download it on iTunes. It's sold out.
Number one. Get it. I get double sauce.
I ain't number one.
Free, listen.
On the iTunes.
I get free sauce.
Number one.
Two of them.
Unlimited.
Two double sauce.
Free double sauce?
Yep. And then I head back to my house, eat it.
What kind of sauce?
Barbecue and hot mustard, the greatest combo you could ever have.
Ooh. Barbecue hot mustard. You don't like yep. sweet and sour? The sweet and the sour?
It does not make sense to put on the chicken.
Oh, wow. You don't like the sweet and sour? Okay.
Did you put salt in Kool-Aid? I don't think so.
I mean, I cook.
I don't think so.
Then it would be salted.
It'd be hot aid.
It would be terrible.
Nastaid.
Yeah.
Nastaid.
Yeah, no, it'd be nastaid. Yeah. Instead of, he'd say, oh, no. Yeah, instead of, oh, yeah.
No, no, I'm leaving. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He'd be sitting on the couch, and when they drink it, he runs out the house.
Yeah.
He runs through the wall.
Oh, no.
I'm leaving.
Oh, no.
You know, we had chorizo and eggs tonight for dinner and potatoes.
I had chorizo and eggs burrito for breakfast this morning. So look at
my
that.
God. Ooh. My God.
From QT of all places, and it was fantastic. It was really good.
My God. Hey, have you seen those QT commercials?
Which ones?
They make you start thinking like, man, I might want to work there. They're like, I work here and I love it.
Oh yeah,
it's like no other job I ever had.
Yeah,
I'm a manager, a cook, and head chef. Like we've actually had people come into QT and be like, man, I've never seen something like this before.
Wow,
taking pictures. Who the hell?
Pretty great.
On planet Earth, especially in America,
Bucky's.
Okay, boosting. If somebody comes over here from North Korea.
Yeah.
And they walk into a QT, first thing they ever saw, for sure. That's like, whoa, look at all this yum yum.
Yeah.
And gas, and a toilet you can flush, you know, all that, right?
Yeah.
Just taking pictures of the toilet. Woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
Swirling the other way, going the other way. Yeah.
I can flush it as much as I want. It is not a problem. Yeah. Unlimited flushing.
Unlimited water.
Yeah.
Like, it made me think, like, man, I might want to work at QT.
You could. You know what I mean?
Are they paying managers like $56,000 or something like that? On the door.
Doesn't it remind you of like the old military commercials?
No, it reminds me. Like when I go to QT, when I go in there, I don't ever see them having so much fun. I wish they would. If I was the manager at 3 o'clock every day, we break in the song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all made it to the QT hour. Today's cutie at QT is me.
So check
and
it
I
out.
Would jump out there.
And you got to remember, the one in the back is perfect height for a DJ stand. Like, man, I'm telling you, two turntables and a microphone.
People,
man, that's where it's
people
at.
Would loiter. People would loiter at my parking lot.
Yeah. Because they want to hang out. They want to see what's going down.
Are y'all trying to go to the QT tonight? Kick it?
Yeah. Trying to go to the QT concert.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Get you some
Nick's on the wheels of steel on the roof.
Hell yeah, get you some featured artists at the QT concert at 3 o'clock on the dot. Speaking of franchises, I hate to branch off. You heard about McDonald's no new quit policy? You heard about that?
No new quit?
Yeah, no quit. McDonald's has a brand new policy that's called the no quit policy. So basically it forbids employees from just quitting on the spot. You have to get it approved before you can quit.
How does that work?
It doesn't.
So basically, you can't just walk up and be like, "Yo, I quit." You know, you say you thought you were going to quit, but I didn't approve you to quit. So get back to work.
What can they do if they just walk out?
Nothing. But it's just weird they would put something like that up. Yeah, they lock the doors. They lock you in a cage.
They say, "Listen, you turn around. Listen, Steve.
Yeah,
no more free meals, Steve. Turn around."
Right.
You need this job, Steve. Your kids, what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you feed them with our leftovers.
That's right.
And guess what they're eating tonight? Air. They're eating dreams and hope
that
you just gave up.
Well, here's McDonald's response, right? McDonald's response says, hold on, lost it. Hold on a second. Because we feel that many situations can be resolved, it is the policy that an employee cannot quit until he or she talks to the restaurant manager or area supervisor. We value your growth and your contributions. So, therefore, there is a no-quit restaurant.
So they want to, they're like, give us a shot.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can stop. Before you leave.
Yeah.
What if we let your kids work here, too? Huh? That's double the income. Hmm? Come on.
You ain't got to pick them up.
Right? No more daycare.
Daycare. Right? No, we just put them in daycare. The back. In the stocking department. They just keep the fridge stocked for us.
But one of them's a baby.
Hey, listen, That's fine. I don't mind. I like babies.
Hey, put on your Bajoran, right, with your firstborn and do what you got to do.
All right? Heck yeah.
Clock in. All right.
You'll be then inspiration. People will look up to you. And I'll say, if she can do it, you dang sure can do
it. If Tanya can do it, everyone can do it. All right.
Change the game. You're going to change the workforce.
She's in the drive-thru with her baby.
Wow.
Hello, baby. Can I take your order?
You got little Kaylee over there in the...
Could you imagine pulling up and hearing a toddler? Where the Medano? Where the Medano? Take the order, Medano.
Do you have the app?
Do you think they got something there? Do you think they got something there? Do you think cooler heads are prevailing in McDonald's? I quit. I'm out. Wait. Before you go, let's talk about it.
What could we do?
We messed up. We want to fix it. All right. You're valued.
Just up front. I don't like coming to work. How about y'all pay me and I don't come?
You know what? We could work that out.
That's not going to work. No.
It's not going to work. It's definitely
right. I talked to corporate. They said you can't get paid for nothing.
Yeah. They said, unfortunately, as great as an idea as that is, we simply just cannot get behind you.
Here's what the guy says. He goes, oh, wouldn't we all?
Boy, would I love that. But unfortunately, we live in the real world. Okay.
He says, I heard this about you. You're funny.
Yeah.
You're funny.
There's that sense. Yeah, there's that sense of humor again.
You're funny.
That's why you're valued here. That's why you can't quit. You bring so much joy to all your employees. Come on.
You know,
don't leave.
You're the personality hire. You don't know the job, but we love having you around.
Hey, your hygiene is terrible, right? Your breath smells like butt. But, hey, you're the life of the party, and we could deal with that, right?
Yeah. Thank God for COVID protocols, right?
Oh, my God.
Mask up.
I tell you what, why don't you get back to work and we'll continue this conversation around the time you clock out, okay? Okay. Don't forget you're closing tonight, but I'll be back in the morning to talk about it. Okay.
You know,
closing shift sucks.
Yeah. The midday, dude, 2 to 10 is the worst shift anywhere.
It is.
Like, yep. You got no life. You literally look forward to the weekend or whatever your days are off.
You go to sleep to wake up to go to work to go back to sleep. That's 2 to 10. Mm-hmm. Like,
you know what I would try and do? I would try and trick my body and mind and soul into thinking, like having my 24-hour days be a little bit different so that 2 to 10 is like my overnight or something. You know what I mean? Like maybe, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like try and flip the script a little bit.
Slumber party.
Or maybe I get up at like, maybe I go to sleep. Like as soon as I get home, I go to bed at 11. I get up at 4.
Boom.
I do normal stuff from 4 to 1.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Go to the store. Like I'm up. Like 5 is like I'm out of bed and moving around at 5. Like my day started.
Yeah.
Just flip it. Like I have a day. Like you'd have to. You guys try to hang out? What time? About 6:30? Hell no.
6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
You ain't got no friends. You trying to convince me? Hey.
Zero.
Let me tell you guys. You guys should try sleeping like this. This is good.
I call it buzz sleep. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm just like, I'm awake when I want to be. You feel me, sister?
Yeah, just enough sleep to make you feel like you have a buzz all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You close your eyes, you might doze off to a faraway land.
You call it delirium. I call it snooze, okay? All right? I'm not delirious. I get plenty of sleep, right? So let's just hang out and be cool. I'll tell you what. Let's meet up for your lunch break. What time do you take lunch? We'll hang out. That's when we'll hang out. Now let's go.
I think that's
so funny.
Well, we've gotten to the end yet another great podcast. I want to thank everybody so much that has listened so far. Before we kick at to the end, any final thoughts from either one of you gentlemen before we get ready to get out of here?
I want to say that football's back. I'm excited for that. One thing I did, this is the last thing I want to talk about, and you guys can leave me just two words, 2 minutes. Man, I tell you, watching baseball, they make up stats for everything.
They do. It's true.
Like that is, the other day we were watching baseball, me and Joel, and this dude was like, he is the first left-hander to hit a home run out of here at like 6 p.m. on a Tuesday. Like, it's that kind of, it's like what are we doing?
He gets in his car and drives 90 miles an hour every single night.
But they try and make records up, like, oh, it's the furthest hit on a windy day. Right. You know? Like, no, he's the first baller since 1985, you know? It was cracking me up so much.
That's some good hype, though.
I mean, do you tell people that? Oh, yeah. I hold a record here.
Yeah,
I'm the first person to hit a ball about 400 feet on a windy day on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
In a year that ended in even number.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. I was able to get an RBI in our first uniform change of the season. Come on, who else did that?
Yeah, that's
me.
Good.
I did this. You get it. Let's go.
Yeah. So I just it was just funny. It made me laugh because we were watching. I was like, but I'm excited for football. Yeah. So.
Maybe we need to look at life like that. Oh man, I did something today that I've never done before. I broke a record. I broke a personal record. See, we got personal records we could break every day. There you go, Joel. Mm-hmm. That's how you overcome. You start breaking your own personal records, man, and you post them. And you put stats behind it. You know what I mean? There you go.
Today, I'm 4-for-7 on poop stains in my drawers.
There you go.
I was doing good. He's like, "How do you feel?" I was doing good. I had a good clean week. This week I was in the swamp. I was cutting it out there. I knew coming home. I said, "There's probably a good chance that I'm breaking that streak tonight." I broke that streak.
Yeah. No, that's good.
4-for-7.
The streak was strong.
4-for-7 on the streak.
I was strong.
It's a strong streak.
Four days out of seven, I had a clean bum.
A strong week. Clean bum club. I was in there.
Yeah, strong week.
Clean bum club.
Finish my plate.
All week. Yeah, all week long.
Keep that up. You're going to get caught up.
That's right. Yeah. All
right. Well, we hope you also break a streak by listening to as many of our podcasts as possible. If you haven't listened to them, we encourage you to go back all the way to the very beginning to check us out. We're at the end of summer, but there's still some time to travel. And if you're traveling, we want to go with you. We want to go where you go in your ears and through the waves. Yes, go ahead.
I believe the sun has forgot that it's the end of summer because it is hot as Hades.
I think so, too.
Yeah, this is hell. Like, this is hell. Like, I've lived in there.
It's disrespectful.
My body, dude, at this age, I'm not acclimated. I'm an inside kind of guy. Like, I've worked inside my whole life, right? Yeah. Except for in the Army. But I'm outside. The other day was like 103 degrees feeling like out there.
Yeah.
Like, I was good. Like, in the morning, I was like, great, doing working. As soon as that sun hit, like, peak top, bro.
3 o'clock.
I almost passed out. Like, it was one of those moments. Yeah. I could work for 10 minutes, had to take a break. Work for 10 minutes, had to take a break. Because it is draining to where your muscles, they just don't feel like they can work anymore.
Hey, you know who don't miss? Mr. Golden Sun don't miss. You know what I'm saying? But he don't miss either.
I never.
He don't miss either, but...
Cupid
has never missed. Cupid always hits his target.
Hit the wrong person.
But he's still a hit.
He don't never miss.
It's still a hit. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, we're getting up out of here. This is part of the show where we hit our shameless plugs, and we're going to kick it over to Dave. Dave, kick us off with the shameless plugs. Go.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's only your turn. Sorry, I gave you the hypest, like, thing ever.
I'll be like Dave. Joel's. What's up?
I like Joel's cornrows. I'm sorry. I have a busy weekend coming.
You're doing business.
No, we're on West Coast. Yeah,
we're at our shameless plugs. We're at the part of the show where we do our shameless plugs.
As always, at Tuesday on all social media, YouTube.com. If you're not watching this on our YouTube channel, make sure you go to our YouTube channel and see all of our crazy challenge videos as well as every episode of the podcast. It's youtube.com/Tuesday, CHWSDY.
Monster Bash.
And just follow us. If you're watching on Spotify. Thank you. Hope you're enjoying the video portion of that we create on Spotify now. And if you aren't listening to any of those, and you're like the guys at the birthday party, and know me only because of my voice,
you dig it. Then
start watching the videos. It's a lot funnier because you get to physically see Joel's cornrows.
That's the guy from the podcast.
Yeah, oh, that's so funny. That's him. That's so weird.
All right, Joel Reyes, kick it over to you, sir.
You can catch me everywhere on TikTok, Joel Reyes. Not Joel Reyes. POU Joel.
Or
Jinx. Or J Jinx on there. You can catch me on Instagram, or J Jinx. And check us out.
Without
a doubt.
For sure. You can catch me on Instagram at RickDynasty1. I'm on Twitter at TheRealJuanHogan. And then I'm also on TikTok at Nick Clemency Comedy. Catch us out. If you haven't heard us, man, share us out. Share. All right. We appreciate you guys. We hope to see you next time right here on the Tuesday podcast. Joel's over here rolling snake eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Snap. All right. And with that, we're out. Peace out, people.